This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is talking about that surprise attack on Russia. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Ukraine's president has acknowledged Ukrainian military action on Russian soil. President Volodymyr Zelensky has broken the government's silence on a surprise Ukrainian military incursion into Russia's Kursk border region. In a video address, Zelensky indirectly acknowledged the ongoing military actions. He said the commander of Ukraine's armed forces had sent him multiple reports about the frontline situation and what he called our actions to push the war out into the aggressor's territory. Ukraine's raid into Russia caught Moscow unaware and was an embarrassment to Russian military leaders who have scrambled to contain the breach. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Summer Olympic Games in Paris are over and the U.S. came out on top. Correspondent Steve Carney.
The U.S. finishes with 40 gold medals in the Games, tied for most with China, and has 126 overall medals, most of any country. U.S. Olympic officials also say they'll appeal a court ruling that reallocates the bronze medal for floor exercise from Jordan Chiles to Anna Barbosu of Romania.
We are getting a look at some big money numbers from Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. It raised $310 million in July compared to the Trump campaign's $138 million plus. The U.S. is sending a guided missile submarine to the Middle East. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is also telling the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group to get to the area fast. 24 people were killed in Uganda when a mountain of trash collapsed at a landfill. They're still searching for victims. The collapse is believed to have been triggered by heavy rainfall. Precise details of what happened still unclear. We'll get reports on inflation, retail sales, and unemployment this week. The economists say price pressures are lessening now. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
A husband and wife are number one and two at the box office this weekend.
Well, my entire world needs you.
Deadpool and Wolverine, starring Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, is still the top movie in North American theaters. It made $54.2 million in its third week, according to studio estimates. Reynolds' wife, Blake Lively, stars in the number two movie this week, It Ends With Us, which opened surprisingly well with $50 million. Twisters is number three, Borderlands debuts in fourth, and Despicable Me 4 is fifth. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Americans are showing more interest in owning miniature cows, goats, donkeys, and other smaller farm animals, a trend driven by hobby farmers looking for easy-to-manage livestock, and homesteaders who like the idea of having a little pig or sheep as a pet, people who want a taste of the farm life. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.